So last week, Robbie talked about the Syrian refugee crisis. And if you guys missed that, I strongly encourage you to go online and check it out. Maybe if you didn't miss it, go check it out again. But the Syrian refugee crisis is something that's really close to my heart. It's actually been the basis of a lot of the work and research I've done for school. And I started following the crisis around 2013, and I immediately felt this pull on my heart, which is kind of odd for schoolwork because, you know, who really cares, right? But I think that part of that is because I've always felt like my education is something that I could use to turn back to glorify God. So this calling that I felt to pursue the refugee crisis felt a little bit different because I just felt discouraged a lot of the time. And I think part of that came from the lack of attention that I felt from other people. I had this huge passion and urgency for Syria, but I felt like everywhere I turned, I couldn't really find support from anybody. So there were a lot of times that I wanted to give up and just, you know, research something else. But I just continued to feel this call from God, and it was just like, you know, telling me to keep going, keep pursuing this, keep following it. But I just continued to feel a little discouraged because it was like, I mean, I was writing papers, but was I really impacting lives? So I started grad school in August, and typical for me, I've wanted to quit like pretty much every day since I started. And my engaged group can attest to that. My mom can attest to that. I'm attesting to that. I wanted to quit. I just really didn't feel like this is where God wanted me, and I didn't trust that he could use me here in Blacksburg. But anyway, so about 3 weeks ago, in one of my grad classes, a flyer was passed around about the Blacksburg Refugee Partnership and the work that they were doing to resettle a Syrian refugee family here in Blacksburg. So, of course, I got in contact with them, and I volunteered to tutor one of the 6 kids that they have in their family. So last Sunday afternoon, I went with a couple of the other tutors to meet the family and introduce myself. I felt a little bold, so I decided to brush off the old Arabic skills from the one semester of it that I took. And I approached the father of this family, and I introduced myself, said my name, where I'm from, my favorite color. And it wasn't really a big deal to me because, you know, who cares what my favorite color is? And I honestly don't even know what word I said. I think it was blue in Arabic, but I said it. So I didn't expect a lot to come from just that little interaction. But God used this experience, just this one interaction, to show his sovereignty and his power in all of this. Because this man just took my hand and he thanked me. And he was so appreciative that I was able to just speak a few words in his own tongue. So this father of the family said that since being in Blacksburg, it's the first time since leaving Syria 4 years ago that he's been able to feel like a human. So I just want to say with that, I think that maybe a lot of us are saying, what can we do to help? And maybe a lot of us are feeling helpless. But I want to say that the fact that a man who's gone through so many horrible things but can be in Blacksburg for a week and say that he feels welcome and he feels community goes to show that we're all already doing something. I think that it's really easy to look around the world and look at the news and be extremely discouraged and feel like we're so small and we can't do anything. But I don't just want to encourage you today and say, don't let that hinder you from showing the love of God and living out your purpose here in your little piece of the world. I know for me, it's been hard because I felt helpless and I felt like there's nothing I can do. But showing a little love here in your community goes a long way. And I think the biggest thing I've learned throughout all of this is that God's end goal isn't really what happens to us at the end. It's really in the process and things we learn, and that we need to seek him in every step that we take along the way, trusting him not just with our future plans, but what's happening here in the present. So that's my snapshot, and I think we're going to have donuts now. So if you guys want to stand up and have a donut, sounds good to me.